Hey kids, you're listening to the Devoted Kids Podcast.
On this podcast, we'll be interviewing kids, telling stories, talking about God, and exploring the Bible.
So sit tight, buckle up, hold on, get ready, because here we go! Happy New Year, everyone!
Wow, I can't believe it. It's already 2024.
Everything has gone by so fast. It seems just like last week that I went sledding with your siblings.
Elena, I think that was last week.
Oh, no wonder it's so familiar.
Well, moving on, what was your favorite thing that happened in your life in 2023?
I'd have to say it was starting the podcast back in August. It's been really fun. I wonder what God has in store for 2024. There might be good things, and there might be not so good things. At least we may think so.
We must remember that God has a plan, and He will work everything together for good.
We looked more into that on our fourth podcast.
Actually, I think that was our fifth podcast when our theme was God working everything for good.
Yeah, you're probably right. I can't remember, though. Oh, our listeners can go back and listen to our fourth and fifth podcast. Oh, and while they're at it, they can just listen to our first, second, third, and so on. That is, if you haven't listened to them already.
Well, Elena, we should probably get back on track.
Oh, yeah, good idea. Where were we?
We were talking about the good and bad things that will come this year.
Oh, yeah, and that we know God has a plan for our lives, and that we don't need to be worried or scared.
We have a story about that.
Yay! So grab some popcorn, sit back, and enjoy the story.
Well, have you heard about Peter McGaffrey?
No. What did he do, Sarah?
Oh, I heard about it. All the kids were talking about him.
He ate a bug. Yuck.
Well, it was actually a Germania bossi.
In English, Andrew?
Oh, you want it the boring way, Maddie?
Yes.
A beetle.
A beetle? Where did he find a beetle in the winter weather?
Andrew!
He may have used a bug from my collection, but he didn't ask me if he could eat, Frederick!
Oh, I'm so sorry, Andrew. I didn't know.
That's sad. Maybe you can find a Frederick Jr. in the summer.
There will never be another Jermaine Bossy like Frederick!
You've been really quiet, Johnny. Is something wrong?
Yes, I can't believe you're talking so carefree about everything. I mean, you're not worried about anything. Do you realize anything could come in the future? Like, bad things?
Well, yes, Johnny. Bad things happen in the world every day because of sin.
Well, yeah, but what if it happened to you? I just can't believe you're not so worried about what's going to happen. I am.
Well, I used to be worried about things, but then I met Jesus.
Jesus?
Sarah, it's time to eat.
Coming, Mom. Sorry, Johnny, I need to go, but I'll talk to you later, and I'll tell you more about Jesus. Bye!
Oh, bye, Sarah. I need to go, too. Bye, Andrew. Bye, Johnny.
Bye, Sarah.
Do you have to go, too, Andrew?
Yeah, I have to go perform a proper memorial service for Frederick. I'll see you tomorrow, Johnny.
Bye, Andrew. All by myself. Once again. First time. What? Who are you? How did you just appeared?
I am your imagination.
Yeah, right. Like I would imagine an old lady dressed in pink.
Oh, never mind my form. We need to go.
My parents told me to never go anywhere with strangers. See ya.
Oh, your parents are very wise, but I'm not a stranger.
You're not?
Oh, no. In fact, you've seen me many times before. You see me every time you imagine, and I'm here to guide you.
You do look a bit familiar. Let's say you were telling the truth, and why are you here?
I am here to help you, and to give you a little glance of what this year might bring through your imagination. You see, you haven't used your imagination for such a long time, you've forgotten how to use it. But I'm here to help you.
Oh, Okay, how do I start? What do I do first?
Ignite your imagination.
Ignite my imagination.
That's right. Ignite your imagination so you can see this year.
Through my imagination?
Through your imagination, things in your head will appear.
Okay, let's do it. What do I have to do next?
Now you've had an activation of your imagination, just think of something and it will soon come clear.
Okay, but what should I imagine?
Imagine this year.
Okay. Oh, I see something. It's a bit blurry. It's getting more clear. Okay, I can see it more clearly now.
What do you see?
I think it's spring, and it looks like it just rained. I can see Andrew collecting new bugs, and Maddie and Sarah, they're helping him.
Neat! A periodical cicada!
Here, put it in the habitat. Let's name it...
It's blurry again. Okay, I think it's summer now. And what do you know? My friends, they're making a treehouse.
Now, we need the wall symmetrical.
After we build this, can we paint it pink? If we're going to paint it at all, we're going to paint it green.
We need to build it first before we paint it.
I think it's fall. All the leaves are a bright orange, yellow, and red. And look, it's Peter and Andrew.
Andrew, I'm sorry for eating your bug. Will you forgive me?
Of course.
I was so sick after I ate Frederick, and he tasted awful. No offense.
None taken. Now let's dump in this leaf pile.
Oh, man, it's cold out. Must be winter now. Hey, look. Sarah, Maddie, and Andrew are building a snow beetle.
I made the legs, Maddie. Where should I put them? Right here and here.
This is the most beautiful snow beetle I've ever seen!
Huh. Something sad has happened. Something very sad. I can't imagine what happened.
Happy things happen and sad things happen, all of which God brings to our lives for a very good reason. We must trust Him going into the future. Well, I must be off now. I've enjoyed our time together.
But how do I have peace about the future? How do I put my trust in God?
I can't answer that. You see, I'm just your imagination. I'm fake. Putting your trust in God is something very real. And very important.
Yeah, but how?
I think Sarah was going to tell you that when you talked to her, remember?
Oh yeah, about Jesus. I'm going to go ask her right now.
Goodbye, Johnny. I'll see you...
soon?
In your imagination. You probably already know by now, but that story was fictional. But it is very true. If you have Christ in your heart, you don't need to be worried or afraid of what's to come.
The future can be scary when we hear about the wars going on and crime in the world, but God has a plan, and He works everything together for good.
If you want to know more about putting your trust in God, you can ask your pastor, parents, or a Christian friend. They would be happy to tell you.
You know, a lot of people make resolutions at the beginning of a year. Are we doing a resolution for the podcast, Elena?
Not exactly a resolution, but more like a theme for the year. And that is Matthew 5:16.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Now you may be asking what exactly that verse meant. Here to help us find and determine the meaning are...
the Bible detectives. Here to solve the verse and find the answer, introducing Deacon.
Thank you. I can see that if we correlate Noah's flood with the sea.
And Dahlia.
Why is this book of Psalm the longest book? There must be some meaning behind this.
And Denny. Hoi! These are the Bible Detectives.
We had been requested by the devoted kids to help them uncover, find the mean, and mainly break down the verse, Matthew 5:16.
We started by examining the whole verse.
That means we read it!
After examining, we memorized the verse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16.
We did some work, and here's what we discovered. Denny, please.
Right! We found out that this verse is Jesus' words.
He is talking to his disciples, and he gives them several commands, including Matthew 5:16.
Now, when we broke down the verse, we discovered what it meant. And that it simply says, let your light so shine so people would glorify God.
But we didn't know what kind of light Jesus was talking about. So we went once again to our research.
We found another verse in John 8, verse 12. It says, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
So Jesus is the light.
When Jesus ascended into heaven, the light of the world left this world. But in our theme verse of the year, Jesus said believers are now the light of the world. And in Mark 16:15 says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So we are his light to shine to everyone and tell them of Jesus.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
We'll see you next time for another case of the Bible Detectives.
Cool, now we know exactly what that verse means.
It'll be exciting going into the new year with that verse in mind.
You know what else will be exciting? To see what God has planned for the Devoted Kids podcast.
Yes, we're excited to bring you another year of Devoted Kids podcast.
We've learned a lot doing the podcast and made a few mistakes.
Yeah.
One mistake we really need to clear up is that when we started the podcast, we said that we would put out an episode every other Saturday. But we haven't been able to do that.
Sorry for making you think that. It was brought to our attention by a listener.
We are trying to put out a new episode out every month, though.
Sorry for that misunderstanding.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
And thanks to our actors who helped us make this podcast come to life.
Our actors included Cooper Owen and Hannah Lewis, Tirza Isaiah, and Jeremiah Heffernan.
We hope you have a good new year.
More like a wonderful, amazing, exciting, and a blessed new year.
I'm Samuel Heffernan.
And I'm Elena Brock, signing off. We'll see you next time.